That's really the part that I'm looking for. That part.
There's no higher mountain you won't climb up coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, high you won't tear down coming after me.
Sing it one more time.
No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Hallelujah. We receive the miracle of open eyes, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Please be seated. Please be seated. 3 John chapter 1. 3 John, just one chapter. We'll read verse 2. 3 John. And I'll just establish a few things and we'll pray. It's our desire to always make these conferences rich and balanced and very powerful, and I pray that this will be experienced in the name of Jesus. Please read with me. It's projected. 1, 2, read. Beloved. One more time. Just keep verse 2. Yes. So God speaking to through his servant desires our prosperity, but then he desires that we prosper even as our souls prosper. Please listen. The subject of prosperity is not about money. The subject of prosperity is a battle for your soul. You have to understand this. The subject of prosperity is a battle for time and a battle for your soul. This is what you are fighting to redeem. It is not about money. It is not about houses. It is a battle for your soul and it is a battle for time. I just need to establish this foundation. The most expensive thing on earth is time. So says a dying man. A dying man does not need a bigger property. A dying man, listen carefully please, does not need more education. A dying man does not need a contract honored. A dying man needs time. That means no matter what I take from you, if I leave time, I didn't cheat you. The real way to cheat you is to take time. Are we together now? Because the unit of destiny is time. You have to follow me this morning, please. The unit, destiny, is a function of time. That means whatever I do to your time, I'm doing to your destiny. Are we together? It is one of the reasons why things like delay is very dangerous. Because delay is a system of manipulating time. It is not the event you are robbed of experiencing, but the time factor. Because everything that works on this earth is time-tagged. Are you getting it now? This is balanced, sound prosperity teaching that will not latch your heart to wealth, yet you will lay up wealth as gold. This is not about money. Because the moment our idea is just about money, 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 we will miss it, just like Ajimi was sharing. You have to look at God's mind, his idea. God gave man time. Now watch this. It takes time to know God. It takes time to impact a generation. It takes time to be a good father. It takes time to be a good husband and a wife. Are we together? It takes time to build quality relationships that matter. It takes time to know the Holy Spirit. It takes time to be there for people. And the devil found out that since every good thing is a function of time, let me find a way of, number one, taking away time. And if I cannot take away time, then I waste time. Listen carefully. It is a battle for time. Everywhere Satan sees time, his attention is attracted. Why do they have time? And what is being done in that time? Please listen. Jesus was speaking, and this is what he said. Are we together this morning? I must walk the works of him that sent me while there is time, while it is day. Why? For the night cometh when no man, only spirit, will be able to walk at that time. But once you are a man with a mortal body, you will not be able to walk. So there is time tag. I must raise my children while it is time, for the night comes when I cannot raise them again. I must build relationship with my aged parents while it is time. A day will come, I will not see mama again. And Satan says, that time is what I want. Listen carefully. This has nothing to do with money. It is a battle of time and a battle of your soul. Are we together now? But Satan discerned the way men live on earth. Listen carefully. That this system is economically driven. Are we together now? That means that the way we live, as far as the matters that pertain unto life in this kingdom is concerned, we use the time that we have. Really, that is the real value we have. Because your skill came because you had time. So he takes the time and then you exchange it alongside your skill, and you receive many rewards, including monetary rewards. So what Satan found out is that since, by his study of many years, most men will give the greatest share of their time for money. And he said, that's it. I found the key. Satan continued to research by himself through decades and found out that the highest amount of the time of men is invested in looking for money. So he said, now let me do something to that money to make you keep pursuing it all the days of your life. Since if I can kill you, best for me. But if I cannot kill you, then I will do something to your time. Poverty is not about lack of things. It's about a state where perpetually your time has been sacrificed to Satan. Let me show you three scriptures that will change your life. Proverbs chapter 22, please. God is helping us this morning in the name of Jesus. It matters how we are taught, and it matters how we are mentored on the things of the spirit, the scope of our spiritual understanding. We'll read verse 2 and verse 7. Proverbs 22, verse 2 and verse 7. Please, let's read together. One, two, read. The rich and the poor meet together. Where do they meet? In this space called the earth. And the Bible says the Lord is the maker of them all. God never made them so. He made them all. Their decisions and their understanding separated them into these cadres. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. So whether you choose to be Abraham, whether you choose to be Lazarus, whether you choose to be a rich man, God still made you. He did not make you that way. He's the creator. Are we together? Now, verse 7 is where it gets very disturbing. Read, please. One, two, read. And the borrower is servant to the lender. One more time, please. That means the rich unbeliever will rule over the poor prayer warrior. The rich anything rules over the poor anything and anyone. Provided you are poor, the disadvantage of poverty is that it subjects you to a point where you no longer have control of your time. Understand this, we are dealing with time here. If I am a servant, I do not have luxury of my time again. You tell me when to wake up. That's why every time Satan wanted to stop the timing of the arrival of Jesus, he would send Israel to be slaves. So that in slavery, they did not have control over their time. Now, please watch this. There was a strategy in Egypt. There are so many things in my head. Lord, grant grace. Be praying for me while you are listening to me. Eh? Because there is a burden that a generation must offload once and for all. Otherwise, very soon we will kill one another and eat our children. Was it not hunger that made two women to eat their children? That story has not stopped. Hunger will make even women. If women eat their children, imagine what the men will do to their children. Because can a mother forget her suckling child? So by the time a mother turns her child into her meal, when you send your daughter to a marriage that should not be because of financial advantage, you eat your child. So this is not the kind of teaching to choose whether you want to listen to or not. You will be selfish ignoring this teaching because you are listening for the sake of a generation and your children, born or unborn. Are we together? Genesis chapter 42. I'd like us to read the first two verses. Genesis chapter 42. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus. Let's read together. It's projected. One, two, read. Now, when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt. Stop. Where was corn? Corn in Egypt. Egypt has always represented a place of bondage and captivity. An antichrist structure. But provided there was corn there, the prophet said unto his sons, why do ye look upon one another? Somebody is about to send his children to captivity because of corn. Verse 2. And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence that we may live and not die. A prophet can die when there is no corn. I'm a prophet, but where we are now, there is no corn. And I've heard that there is corn in Egypt. It's not my desire to send you to a place of slavery, but hunger will always take Israel to Egypt. The only reason why Israel goes to Egypt is hunger. I heard that there was corn in Egypt, and I'm sending you to go there now. Eventually they got there, and then there arose a Pharaoh that did not know Joseph, and he turned God's people into slaves. That's how they got there. While they became slaves, the privilege that was given to them was that the straw was given to them. Then they would make the bricks and the mortar. The moment Moses came to propose an exodus, this is what Pharaoh said. Is it not because you still have time to call upon your God? The remaining time we gave you to rest, you are now using it to call on God and hear that you should be free. Occupy them. Stop giving them straw. Let them use the remaining time. It's a strategy that our generation is still suffering today. The moment he sees that you still have 3 extra hours, he will do something to the economy to make sure the remaining time is now used to look for money. Even as your soul prospers. The world system is that you prosper even as your soul dies. I can know what economy you are operating by, not by looking at your bank account. I look at the quality of your soul. When I see that as you rise, your soul dies, I know that you have tampered with an economy that is not from heaven. So Satan does not mind giving you money. You will get gold as dust. What he's looking for. That's why the Bible says, what shall it profit a man? Profit. Business now. If he gains what? The whole world. And loses his soul. You paid for the world with your soul. Like you pay for water with money. The commodity of exchange is your soul. When Satan took Jesus up the mountain, they were not talking business, material things. Bow to me. Just give me access to your soul and I will give you all of this. That is still the strategy till today. It's a battle of your soul, my brothers and my sisters, and it's a battle of time. It's not a battle of affluence. It's not a battle of pedigree and all of this. A battle. The real arch enemy of Satan is one who has both resources and a healthy soul. Because you pay the price with your soul. I found this years ago and it changed my life. That this is the mystery behind the decadence that continues to happen over people's spiritual lives. You would notice that for many people, maybe whilst on campus, they still have some little time and then they give God everything. And suddenly things begin to change. By the time they get jobs, they hardly have time for God. And the moment the devil knows that you are hearing him a sermon that will lift you, he can make you promoted. Satan doesn't always demote. He will do anything that will take your soul, including relocating you to a wealthy place. The idea has never been money. It's like a meter in the spirit. He looks at your life versus your time and your soul. The moment he finds out your soul is prospering, he would do something to your time. Battle of time. It takes time to know God. It takes time to lock yourself for a whole day to say, Lord, reveal yourself to me. I want to hear you. The moment that happens, here comes a PTA letter. Everything is growing except your salary. Your needs are growing. The troubles are growing. And then you look at your PTA letter and you hold it for a long time as if you are not seeing it. And that pressure alone will make you to round up that prayer immediately. You were browsing how to know God and you didn't know when you started browsing a fast way to pay a child's school fees. Enter. Even as your soul prospers. The generation that will ignore this message is the generation that will pay for the price of their foolishness with their children. I thank God for the person who is teaching you this, because most times we think people teach finance because they do not have anointing. They are trying to remedy for the frustration of not being spiritual. So they choose an area that can explain away their lack of power. It is very important to be balanced. The area of imbalance becomes the edge of Satan in a man's life. Satan cometh to me and does not find anything of himself. Lack of resources has been the greatest basis of distraction. If I ask all of us to write our prayer request now and I have the opportunity to read it, I mean, some will say, must I write it? I can say it. I need money. I'm in trouble. There's the time to write. I can say it. This is my problem. Listen to me. The name of Jesus, you've heard me say, is extremely heavy. It takes money to carry it. The name of Jesus is extremely heavy. It will take resources to lift up that name. Even as your soul prospers. So he becomes a CEO. And while he becomes a CEO, his soul continues to go down. You are buying the cars, you are buying the houses, but your soul continues to go down. Your children will follow after the backsliding state of your soul. And the Bible says you did not profit in that business of destiny. You lost because you gave away your soul for wealth. Now here's where the attack comes. If you say, Satan, my soul belongs to God and I will prosper, he will isolate you as a case study and say, let me see the technology by which you will step into this system and still rise financially and then your soul will still prosper. No. Bow to me and I will give you the treasures, or refuse to bow and I will manipulate your time and your life to a point that it will compel you to bow. Notice, they saw the ease with which Jesus was doing ministry, and they sent the scribes and the Pharisees, and they didn't seem to understand him. The next set of people they sent were the tribute collectors. They sent finance people, come and do something to his time, embarrass him, corrupt his message, create a case financially against him so that his message will not be heard. And they brought the issue of tax. Not Simon, not you are a good man, you are changing society. We had the other day that you healed a madman. Congratulations, as the government, we are happy. That was not their concern. We hear that you are doing this thing easy because you are not paying tax. You claim to come from God, you claim to be obedient, but you are violating this. And Jesus looked at them and said, Peter, go to the fish. I want to show you something. You will not have power over my time. I know what you are looking for. Go to the fish, take his coin, give to him, let him go. Then he said, give to God what belongs to God, and while you are doing so, Caesar will come immediately. So make sure you prepare Caesar's own, so that as soon as Caesar comes, you give to Caesar too what belongs to Caesar. If you give to God what belongs to God, Caesar will come. The moment you start giving God time, get ready. Caesar will send the tax collectors. He will send them as increased bills. He will send them as multiplied school fees. He would send them as the need to relocate. He will send them as an angry landlord who does not know why he's angry. And he said, while you are serving God, prepare Caesar's own. Because Caesar does not hear stories. Give him his coin. He said, the peacemakers are those who inherit the earth. You make peace when you settle both God and Caesar. If you settle God alone, you will not have peace. You are not a peacemaker. You must find a way of settling Caesar. Is God speaking to us today? God forbid, but imagine that we were in this conference now, and because of a need, some financial need, whether for personal or whatever reason, we now, after preaching powerfully like this, the next thing, I manipulate the prophetic grace upon my life and start seeing your account and say, you stand up, you have 7,500,000. When I prophesy like that and you are shaking, I will use the opportunity to extract Caesar's own out of your account quickly. It may not be that I'm a bad man. While I saw that account, I just remembered my child's school fees. I said, how much is there? I mean, you can quickly smuggle out money. And because you are shaking under the anointing, you will think it's the anointing that is making me do all. The anointing came, but my flesh mixed with it. Because my belly is hungry. Even Jacob goes to Egypt to find bread. When there is corn in Egypt, he can give away his sons. I made up my mind that I will never worship money. I made up my mind that in the name of Jesus, we will inspire a generation correctly. But to do that, you will need... Are we doing anything wrong? Help us, please. You will need resources. Satan hates men who have time and money. It's like having water and fire together, coexisting, because he knows what you can do with time. Give a man time, he can find God. Give a backslider time, he can return to God. Give a cursed person time, he can find the cross and go back to the blessing. But once you are distracted and there is no time, was it not because there was time? Listen, there was time. That was why the disciples were listening to Jesus. A time came when Satan started doing something, and they said, Master, we have left all. our concerns are beginning to mount up. You are keeping quiet about this. What is our cut in this? Tell us now, because we've left too much, and what is happening in the economy now is distracting our focus. And Jesus said, I get it. No man who has left this or that or that, but you will gain this in this life. When Jesus was caught and went to the cross, the disciples were angry in John 21. Peter said, I go a fishing. Let me go back to what I was doing with my time before this scammer called Jesus came to distract me. And the remaining disciples said, we go with you. And then they went back and they were fishing and could not catch any fish because Satan wanted to keep them there. For as long as you don't catch fish, you will continue. But here Jesus came. My God, Jesus inspires me. When you catch fish, you will leave the sea. But when there is no fish, you will remain there. Let me show you how Jesus solved that problem. Immediately Jesus shows up. He says, little children, do you have any catch? Your time is being wasted there. And then he says, cast your net to the right side. And they caught fish that there was no more need to stay there. He said, now you can come and give me your attention. I want to tell you something that is a destiny information, but I can't tell you because there is no fish in your net. Come. And then when he sat down, he now said, forget the issue of fish. Simon Barjona, lovest thou me? Now, Simon had gotten fish. He said, yeah, Lord, you know. He said, no, feed my lamb. How will I feed when the sea is not giving me fish? It takes fish to feed his lamb. When there is fish in your house, you can feed his lamb. Please hear what I'm telling you. I can tell you why there is a widespread of joblessness. It's related to the spiritual state of many young people in Nigeria. Because the moment you are a graduate and there are so the burden is on you, your father sees you praying, you say you are doing dry prayer and fasting, he will first keep quiet. One day when he gets annoyed, he will open that door while you are praying and say, I was a pastor before you were born. Don't be stupid. Go out as a young man and look for something. You will be forced to round up that prayer in the middle of a revelation that will answer a generation's question. This is not about money, my brothers and my sisters. This is about the destiny of a generation as a function of time. A very wonderful man, come, husband and wife. You got married, happy couples until money came. Are we together? Until what? Money issues came. Now she has twins. And the guy said he didn't plan for twins. But that doesn't change anything. Are we together now? And that's where the trouble starts. No food to eat. In-laws are calling. They now start hiding their monies from one another, smuggling it through third-party bank accounts to reach to settle people quietly. They start suspecting one another, stealing from one another. What a sword could not do, money did. It would tear this family into pieces. The man who started ministry with integrity and truth, when he started the ministry, they were using a mat. But now that they need a building, the budget is 3 billion. And he says, I can't waste this prophetic grace. First, you follow it quietly. Just give as God helps you. Nobody's, I'm warning, give as God is talking to you. And they now keep quiet. Later, he says, okay, you will not see me free again because it looks like you people are abusing this grace. This message is a message of exemption to take us away from that which can cause a man to waste his life and waste his destiny. You can start ministry well as a pastor, but the truth is that by the time your needs get overwhelming, you will start choosing where to go. Say, let me see how many members first and how many givers. Let me watch a video somewhere. Did they raise money? I want to be sure of what, because I'm leaving my wife and my children. I'm hoping that this is the ministration that will bring my child's school fees. than the day you get there, rain falls and people don't come. And you are angry while you are preaching and people don't know why, because you've calculated it. Look, let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. If it is God you want to serve, you will not serve him carelessly. You serve God with intelligence. There are things that must be settled to allow you the time to worship God. Are we together? You always hear me say it, that people go to pray and spend 6 hours. You think they are crying for souls. You think in the prayer they are having encounters. They are worrying. 80% of the time they are on the ground thinking. Just because they are not out for you to see, you can think that they've spent 6 hours praying. Lord, why is my life like this? Is this how, will I serve you and die this way? Is this how everything about my life is going to be? And while that is happening, Satan will manipulate someone to send a text to say, I'm sorry, I didn't want to tell you, but I need to tell you. I've watched your life, and this your serving God is a shame. The devil will use it and add, you see God, you see what I'm saying? Now it's a shame. They say it's a shame. And you will get up with a negative conclusion that as far as me and God, have you seen people who will tell you, I used to do this? Don't, if it's tongues, I prayed in tongues more. Don't even bring that issue. Night vigil, I started my night vigil from 4 till, they will tell you that. Say yours that you are doing just 9 to 2. Is that vigil? I prayed from 9 to 2. Where is the God? Our children will not go into slavery because of hunger. Are we blessed? Yes. That you can lock your house with your wife and children and say, this week we're spending time with God. And when Caesar comes, you say, Caesar, I will open the gate. Check somewhere there are fishes. Pick your coin and go back. Caesar will always go back when there is coins. The strength of Caesar is when there is no coin. He will harass you. Just when you want to worship God, some people from your village will just come in a van that they came to greet you. They say, we've heard about what God is doing and we just came to spend time. And now you are in a tight corner because you have to honor them. The budget already is running into something that will stop your prayer. Is God speaking to us this morning? Now listen very carefully. The Bible says Jesus is speaking, and he gave a parable. He said, the kingdom of God is likened to a man having a pearl, a precious pearl, and that it fell somewhere in darkness. And the first thing that man did was to find a candle. To find what? To recover the treasure, you need 2 things, a candle and a broom. He said he got a candle, lit that candle, and began to sweep that room. Wherever that pearl is, you must come out to sweep the room. And the moment it came, he found it. So when you find out that something is not in your life, you need light. The light of God. Exact spiritual illumination. Not just a random communication of truth. There is an exact body of truth allocated for the financial blessing of the saints. It's a body of knowledge that can be exhausted. It's not random. The truths of scripture will not cover for themselves randomly. No, you can be blessed and anointed and heal the sick and still be poor, because the truths do not replace, they complement. So the presence of one truth will not automatically solve the problem of another. Truths are like the buildings, the rooms in a house. You always hear me give this example. I can have 2 keys out of 10 rooms. I may have the key to the restroom. If I want to ease myself, then fortunate for me, I have the key. But if I do not have the key to the kitchen and I'm hungry, the key to the restroom will do me no good. I will hold the key to the restroom. I have a key, but not the key allocated for the kitchen. And there are times you open these keys in different ways. There are some you turn 3 times. There are others you turn a padlock. There are others you have to open a lock. You have to know the key that opens the room that you desire.
You are my God.
A generation can be blessed and still passionate about God. We were not designed to choose. No. To choose whether you want to be wealthy or spiritual. That choice was given by religion, not God. Are we blessed? Please, you can reject poverty from a carnal, sensual, materialistic standpoint. I hate poverty. I hate poverty because there is already lost there. Are we together now? And so your hatred is a derivative of lust, not understanding. But you can genuinely hate poverty because of the effect you have seen it cause your life and the kingdom. There are many of you today, you got books from the throne that are supposed to go to the nations, but this God of Mammon stamped your impact and kept it at a level. You said God told you that this material should reach the nations. There are people who have died today and it's money that killed them. There are people who died today, it's poverty that killed them. Poverty is a spirit, it can kill. There are people in marriages today that should not be. Poverty held them like an usher directs you to a seat and says, sit here. I redirect your destiny, not by a discussion. I use hunger to take you away from the will of God. Are we together? Now let me share with us 2 keys. Do we still have time for 2 of them? We thank you, oh God, for giving us understanding. It is understanding that sets men free. The entrance of thy word giveth light, and then it gives understanding to the simple. So the next time you see poverty, remember time. Don't remember ego. Don't remember they will say I'm not succeeding. Leave all that one. My destiny is suffering right now because there's no money. The health of your marriage, your relationship, your children. There are children who have been delayed today by poverty. Poverty chose that you will not go to school for the next 4 years and they remain there. And let me tell you this. It is dangerous to prosper alone. It's the same thing as being poor. If all the brothers of Joseph had the same dream, Joseph would not go to prison. But because 1 over 12 had a dream, the 11 says, so what are we? In Nigeria today, the average man, no matter how greedy and wicked you are, there are at least 4 people praying that you rise so that they can eat. Are we together? So the issue of your need being met does not mean the problem has been solved. Your wealth must be transgenerational for you to really rest. Enough to pay for every argument that can come. Enough to pay for the conflict, no matter the wickedness, the jealousy, the contentions. No matter how many people Caesar sent, they can all go back with their gold and let you focus on the things of God. This is my desire. Psalm 82:5-7. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Please understand, they know not knowledge, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Verse 6 says, have I not said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High? Verse 7 says, but you shall die like mere men and fall like one of these princes. So the thing is to get understanding. He says, in all you're getting, get understanding. Get understanding. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18. It says, having their understanding darkened. Then it says, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. In fact, the Bible puts it this way. It says, the assignment of the God of this world is to blind the minds of people. He creates a veil. He shrouds your intelligence with confusion. So we continue to shadow box and to guess. But God is giving us light. Two principles I'm going to share, and then we're done. Let me use my people. Please stand here. Just stand here facing me. Look at this. The first thing the Lord will, just stand facing me. That's what I mean. Just turn this way. Join them, darlings. Thank you. Now watch this. True success is not sought after. You don't seek success. You don't seek success. When you look for money or you look for success, you will never find it. That ideology has to be corrected, that success is sought for. Success, money is pursued. It is not in the Bible. In this kingdom, you do not pursue money. Please dress back a little if you will. No, just to the back. Now watch this. Life, please look up. Life. What I'm teaching you now is called the law of transformation. It's called the law of the mind. Please listen very carefully. That your life is akin to a mirror, a man standing in front of a mirror. If I stand in front of a mirror and there's something on my face, do I put my hand through the mirror to correct it? I correct it here, and the guy in the mirror will also correct. Are we together? Now that mirror is your physical world. The real you, please listen carefully, the real you is not the physical world. The physical world is an expression of the realities that are happening within you. You have to understand this. At every realm of life, level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, there are possibilities that have been invested by God's intelligence in that life. That means that when I am at this level, say, there are certain things that will naturally come at this level. But there are others that will not come until I grow. Please listen. Now I can choose, let's call this level 3, and I'm here at level 1 in life. I can see the results of level 3 and want to draw them back to my level life. It will be like pulling a rubber ring. It will return back. Because the law is that you grow to the version of yourself that attracts the possibilities that come. Every level in life has possibilities to it. Are we together now? Yes. A fake life is an attempt to pull a possibility that is higher than your realm of understanding and reality to your life, either because of ego or that you have a point to prove. And the law is that it must return back. So the real way to be wealthy is not to look for this and look for this and look for this. It's a waste of time. The real assignment is that success is what you attract because of who you are becoming. As you continue to upgrade to more superior versions of yourself, the possibilities in your life start to change to reflect the growth that is happening. You don't have to tell people you are being transformed. The law will insist that certain things start to live your life. Let me ask you a question. Where is the first phone you bought? Do you remember throwing it away? Do you remember giving anybody? Where did it go to? It's strange, because everything on earth is a living thing. That phone walked away from you when you grew to a level where it made it unfair to remain with you. Are you getting what I'm saying now? While that phone was there, your current phone was looking for you. But every time it came, the version of you it saw was not the version it was sent to stay with. Everything you are looking for is looking for you, but not this version of you. So when God sends these blessings to you, it comes and goes back and says, I didn't find him. Whereas you are still there. The transformed version of you that will make those possibilities come is not there. Now, we continue to struggle to get these things one by one. And they come and the Lord rejects their stay. That's why many things we receive will create physical scenarios and leave us. It may come as a loss in business. Listen to me. It may come as whatever. You will have a physical explanation, but I am telling you, it is the invincibility of spiritual laws. You will believe that the money left you because you invested in a bad business. It's the obvious answer, not the right one. You will believe that the relationship left you just because the people are not nice. It's not true. You attract to your life the possibilities that reflect the growing version of you. You have to understand what I'm telling you. Everything in life is built twice. It is first built through your understanding, and then it comes physically. Your mind, alongside the Holy Spirit, is the only authorized personalities to enter your future and verify and come back and take your body there. If your mind does not lead your body to a place, you really didn't get there. Even if you are there, you are going to go back to where your mind is. So your mind dreams with God, enters your future, sees the versions of the possibilities. It comes to hold your body and says, let's go. I saw it. It is real. While your mind is traveling, you are in one small room. While your mind is traveling, you are in one small corner. While your mind is traveling, you are wearing a shoe of 200 naira. Don't mind the shoe. Your mind is shopping for you already. So don't be under pressure. Your mind has gone to the future and it returns back and says, it is unfair for your body to remain in this condition. I've gotten there. Let's go. And it does not matter what your condition is. Please hear me. This is a law. You will transit to reflect the version of your mind. There are people who buy cars and in 2 weeks the car starts looking like their mind, because they really didn't buy the car twice. Their mind did not buy the car. It was their hand that paid for the car, and their mind treats it like an attack and fights it till that car leaves their life. Then your mind says, you are back to normal now. Are we together? There are ministers of the gospel that have not transited spiritually and in understanding to certain realms of influence and increase. And an opportunity can be given there. You will be amazed how they will mess up that opportunity and return back to where they used to be, because they did not really transit to the realm where it made it fair to come. Now let me show you how true success happens. Now guys, this is what will happen. For every step I take, you come closer to me. Watch this. I don't see this is too burdensome to change them, to chase them one by one. The things I need are too many. If I use my time to change them, I will die chasing them. So God created a magnetic system. Watch this. As I grow, they come. As I grow, they come. If I backslide in my understanding, they go back. Watch this. This is a technology of success. While I'm standing here, where will I ever meet a media man to interview me? If I go around looking for media people, that can take my lifetime. So God said, don't worry, it is settled in your growth. Your assignment is that as I grow, so while I'm praying, this is what is happening in the realm of the spirit. While I'm reading a book and saying in the name of Jesus, this is what is happening. Now, because you cannot see it, does not mean it is not happening. This is how you came yesterday. By this morning, this is where you are now. That you are not aware of. Don't be deceived by what is not in your pocket, my brothers and my sisters. It is a law backed up by God's integrity. This is how we rise in this kingdom. We never seek success. We stay and dream with God. We stay and dream with the spirit of wisdom. Listen, he said, as it was in the days of my youth. Please give me Job 29, verse 1. Let me show you the way of the ancient, the way that gives peace, the way that will cause you to lay up treasure as dust. Moreover, Job continued in his parable and said, verse 2, all that I wear in the months past, listen, as in the days when God preserved me, listen to the first miracle, when his candle shine, where? There is a candle that shines on your path. But there is a candle that shines on your head. It first starts on your head. You have received the one on your path. Have you received the candle that shines on your head? And when by his light I walk through darkness, verse 4, it says, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secrets, this is more than ideas. This is more than a company. A company is a child of this mystery. When the secrets of God were upon my tabernacle, as a result, next verse, verse 5, it says, the Almighty was with me. My children were about me. I had 6. I washed my steps with butter. The rock poured out rivers of oil. Read on, please. It says, when I went to the gate, I prepared my seat in the street. Now listen to this. The young men saw me and they hid themselves because they said, you are not a man. By what mystery do you rise and feed all the vicissitudes of life? It says the aged arose. Old men don't rise up for a small child. But because of the dexterity of my result, the old, they got up and stood. Next verse. The princes refrained and laid their hands on their mouth. No comments. Verse 10. And then we'll stop there. And the nobles held their peace. Their tongues cleaved to the fruit of their mouth. Why? Because his light shined upon my head. There is a spirit, Job said, in man. And it says the inspiration of the Almighty can make any man from any background, but under any condition. Listen, listen to me. Please stand back, all of you. The problem is never joblessness. Please find a way of believing me. Your job has been coming, but it didn't find you. The version of you your job is looking for, it has not found. The prayer is not the prayer for a job. Help those under the anointing. Please hear me. Outside, online, inside. You will always attract the dimensions that reflect your transition. Always. Listen. This force is like gravity. It will push any situation till you come out. These that you learned this morning are not cunningly devised fables. No. History is full of men that rose. Please help that person under the anointing. Under any kind of situation, it is not where you are coming from. It is not all of those. It's the understanding of the systems, the methodologies of the kingdom by his light upon your mind. Why is my church not growing? I know the reason. Your church is reflecting your understanding. It will grow and plateau where you stop. Listen, watch this. It's the reason why, if your mind can only receive 10,000 and I give you 1,000,000, your mind will fight that 1,000,000 till it gets back to 10,000 and it will stop there. It's a law, it's not a suggestion. You can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. Listen, so while you are in your one room, instead of faking a cloth and faking a life and going to a restaurant and eating only once there for the rest of your life, while Joseph was in prison, his mind went to check Pharaoh's throne and said, I can come here. And the mind went back to the prison and carried the body of Joseph and brought him there. While Hadassah, listen, the version of Hadassah the king wanted was not yet ready for the king. So when they called Hadassah, Hadassah did not go to the palace. She stayed with Haggai, the keeper of the king's virgin, for 1 year until she became the version the king wanted in one night. It is a training that takes time. The manifestation works like a charm. You can sleep overnight and wake up changed. Listen, many people will say they came from nowhere. There is no man that comes from nowhere. It's a lie. There is no man that comes from nowhere. I can show you the dark days of many great men when only their minds could dare go to their future.